money will allow us to secure a 6-month lease and to do some renovations to the space to make it into a suitable art gallery and studio space.
And it was pretty important for you to remain in the general downtown square area, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the reason that that we were so successful had to do with the fact that we were at the hub of the community.
So you have the money to start the renovations. When do you hope to be able to have public coming into the new location?
Well, you know how good I am at predicting things, you know. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say we're starting this week. We've been planning. You know, we're pretty sure we know what it wants to look like. As to how to get it there, and we have to save now. I have a $5,000 shortfall on the budget, but I think we'll be able to save a lot of time and energy by doing a lot of the work ourselves. And you know, we've got some pretty capable artists on the staff.
What does it say that the A&P Commission, because $55,000 was the highest award of the 18 given, said, you know, gave this big vote of confidence to artists?
Absolutely. I mean, that thing, that question about the fact that the artists are economic motivators is very critical in this whole thinking. And the fact that we were so successful with First Thursday and that people really noticed that we weren't there when we left. A&P, you know, is thinking in the right direction. You know, one of the foundational clauses in their mandate is that their support for the arts, and it's not just advertising and promotion. It's also the arts are a significant factor, and it is written into their mandate that they shall support the arts. So this is a great exercise of that mandate.